Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I so look forward to this time together. I hope you do too. If you perhaps are new, we welcome you, and we pray that you'll be blessed by the Lord. And if you have been listening for some time, if you're part of my regular family, well, I trust that you feel the same anticipation as we gather together in the Spirit of the Lord. We're separated by many miles and distance, and even time, but you know, in God's Spirit, those things are really not a reality. He has set eternity in our hearts, and beloved, the world we live in right now is bound by space, time, those concerns, but beloved, that world in which we are headed, even though this is we'll have a literal physical body, glorified body like Jesus, we will have a new, this world, you know, if anyone's worried about the world being destroyed, please don't be. It's not going to be. This earth will remain. Jesus is coming back to this earth. Now, there is a time when there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but the Word tells us that the earth is not going to be blown up to smithereens by hydrogen nuclear bombs or whatever. So just breathe a sigh of relief if you're concerned about that. God is in control no matter how out of control the world scene looks. He says what's going to happen, and He's got a timetable. And I believe here in this country, He has given us as Americans a time, a reprieve. We're experiencing, I don't want to open a can of worms. People say, well, God does not judge us. Well, I believe He uses catastrophes, natural disasters, that He might get the attention of people. You know, He did after 9/11. Isn't that the truth? Didn't you read in the news reports, churches were just packed, and then of course everybody got on with life as usual. I pray that's not the case now. If we ever need to pray for our nation, for what's going on, we need to do it now as never before. Well, I don't need to go on a bunny trail, but we're talking about the guidance of the Lord. And let me tell you, it is the will of God for us to be praying for our leaders, for our nation. Paul said that in Timothy. He said that supplications, prayers be made everywhere for all men and for those in authority, kings and so on. So at any rate, we are talking about the will of God, and He wants us to be praying. However, in more pragmatic and practical ways, and I want to keep this really simple, I believe the way of the Lord is simple, that we can learn how to live godly lives and really be led by the Spirit of God. Now, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I said I was going to share some ways that we can know God's guidance and will. First of all, absolutely, the preeminent way of knowing God's revealed will is through the Holy Scriptures. He's very clear there about what He wants. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to pray about it. We don't have to question it. We don't have to go to others to seek understanding. I mean, that's the point of teaching. We do want the Word expounded to us, but God's will is very clear there. And then, secondly, He speaks to us through the inward impressions of the Holy Spirit upon our minds. And He can do this with that still small voice that Elijah heard when the Lord spoke to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? When he was in the cave, remember, he was depressed. He was so disappointed. He felt he was a failure. He expected wholesale revival after that dramatic demonstration of calling down fire from heaven, the 500 Baal prophets being killed. And then Jezebel was after him, and he ran for his life. So you would expect that he would be rejoicing for what God did, but he was disappointed, and that is true. Many times we expect great results and then we don't see the things, the good, true spiritual things we were hoping for. Well, revival was coming, but it wasn't in exactly the way that Elijah thought. It wasn't until Elisha and the sons of the prophets that Baal worship was in fact truly wiped out. Jehu took care of that. However, when we are talking about God's impression to us, he can speak with literal words like, I want you to do so-and-so. And he has spoken in my own life that way. And I've found that a lot of times with men, they're very logical and rational. God will speak that way. It'll be a very clear way that they will literally hear words in their spirit that God is speaking to them. But, and I'm not making a gender divide, but I've found, at least in my own life and perhaps with women, sometimes it doesn't have to be actual words. For example, you could be in a crowd of people, maybe at a church situation, and you just, all of a sudden, your attention is drawn to a particular person, and you can almost see they're downcast, or there's just something that perhaps something occurred and they were hurt, and you just, in your spirit, it's not like, my daughter, I want you to go over there and talk with Sister So-and-so. It's just your heart is drawn, and that's the way of the Holy Spirit communicating to you, that he wants you to reach out and go over and talk with that person. See if you can comfort them. See if there's a way you can pray. That's just a little example I'm giving, but I want you to know it doesn't have to be the Lord says, I want you to do thus and so. It can be the slightest and the gentlest of impressions. And that's his Holy Spirit nudging you to do some good thing. And you can be sure it will be a good thing if it's the Holy Spirit nudging you to do it. All right, what's other ways? Well, God has given us a brain. He's given us a mind. And we should use our common sense, our mind, to obey God. God is not foolish. He doesn't want reproach brought on the gospel. And, of course, the use of our minds and our common sense and our rational judgment should be based on the Word of God. The Bible is a book of principles. It's not a book of disjointed ideas and rambling theological writings. And of course, we need to wait on the Lord until we sense peace. And then also, another way is through the manifestation of divine circumstances. Let me give you an instance from my own life. I had been in Oklahoma Bible College for a couple of years. I came back to California to my home, and there were a number of different large-scale projects I was involved in that I didn't have a chance to do when we had our church in the San Francisco Bay Area and I was pastoring. I just didn't have time, and this was a period of time in which I was able to do various things in terms of preparation for my future. I didn't realize it at the time fully, but indeed, as I look back, that's what was happening. And I had been involved, at least as far as financial support, in Native American ministry. And so I personally knew Phil and Angie Davis, who literally started the missions program at Rhema, and we had met during Winter Bible Seminar. They had asked to meet with me, and basically they were in Duck Valley, Nevada, and I asked if I could just come and visit for a short time. I just wanted to learn from their many years of experience, and I had just had gotten a used RV and thought, I said, you know, I don't need anything, I just need to park at the church. Anyway, through a series of circumstances, I was there 2 weeks. It was a wonderful time, but the day before I was due to leave, the Lord called Phil Davis home very unexpectedly. And through those circumstances, they were leading a Bible study. Reverend Josie had been the former Spirit-filled Presbyterian pastor, called me, left a message. I called, and she thanked me for my visit. There had been an impromptu memorial service. She said, we need you. And basically, the invitation was open for me to come up there and ultimately to pastor that church. And so, even though there was another pastor at the time, nonetheless, this is an example of divine circumstances. I had no intention of anything like that. I mean, it was just a remarkable series of events. But I said I'd have to pray about that, that this was very major. And so I did, and in a relatively short time before winter came in, I had to keep my word. I promised going down to a revival in San Diego. That was for Thanksgiving. and it was not at all convenient, but I was going to keep my word. I went down there, and then I came home in a whirlwind and did the final packing, and in the middle of December, I drove up there just before a major snowstorm hit. So when God is in something, that's just an example, and some of you may have wondered how I ever get to Duck Valley. Well, that's the story in brief, but through a manifestation of divine circumstances. And then also another way is through the prayerful counsel of established ministries or mature Christians, lay people, if you will. And so when these rules that or guidelines that I've just shared with you harmonize, we can be assured, you can be assured, that you are being guided and led by the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 49 and 23 states, I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Just as God gave us fivefold ministry for the church, God has given us, if you will, a fivefold foundation in which we can walk in true guidance and be led into the full stature of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 states, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, why did he do all that? It's all for you, beloved, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for you to do the work of the ministry, not your sit back and watch your pastor do it, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. The Bible, beloved, speaks to every area of our lives. While it does speak clearly to in generalities, it may not speak in a specific situation, but the important thing is we have to remember the Bible speaks in principles, so that if any of our actions are not aligned with the Word of God, beloved, it's simply not of God. The Bible contains absolute principles for each of us, His children, specific promises that will not fail. And I'm not talking about just the letter, I'm talking about the Spirit, which gives life. And if we take these other keys along with the Word of God, we can unlock victory, complete victory in our lives. Search the Word of God and see what God may say on the subject, on the question, asking the Lord to reveal His Word to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then when you see what He states about that situation in your life, then you must obey that Word. Well, my time again has flown, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close. Some of you may be in a place of real decision-making, and I counsel you to just wait on the Lord till you have clarity. If you need assistance in prayer, beloved, many times I have to ask for prayer because there's power in agreement, and many times when I do that, victory is given, or whatever the situation is. And so none of us are above. Just because we're in ministry doesn't mean we're above asking for prayer. I need your prayers, beloved. So won't you write the announcer? We'll give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Judith saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,